Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Blog Radio. Blog
Radio. Yo. Yo.
Ace Hook?
Yeah, Ace Hook, how you doing, boss?
What's going on, my dude? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm grinding, man. Blessed, man. How you?
Man, I'm all right, man. Let me give you a round of applause, man. I apologize for my lateness, man.
Sorry, man.
Brother Ace, man, how you been, man?
Oh, man, I've been grinding, man, you know. I'm on my second LP right now, June 30th, you know what I mean? Ruthless, man, you feel me?
Yeah, I got you, man. My question is going to be from the top of my head, man. I'm arriving late, man, so everything's from the top of my head. I can't find my ring. Question out the intern for me, man, so it's going to be top of my head. Is that cool?
Say it again?
My question is I'm going to ask you from the top of my head because I don't have my questions that I've written down in front of me, man. So is that cool?
Oh, all right, no doubt.
All right, man. How was your childhood an influence on your music career?
It was a big influence, you know what I mean? Being that, you know, I grew up in a small city, you know what I mean? 2 exits of my city. I seen a lot and I experienced it a lot, you know what I'm saying? So whatever I may have experienced or been through in my lifetime or, you know, seen, you know what I mean? I actually put that into my music, you know what I mean? So it was a big influence. My childhood life was definitely a big influence in my life. You know what I mean? Especially with the records I got out now today, you know what I mean? As well as, you know, things referring to, you know, my father, you know what I mean, not being around or whatever it may be, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Who was some of your musical influences?
Some of my musical influence was, you know, I grew up listening to the Trick Daddies, the Jeezys, of course, the Ricky Rosses, you know what I'm saying? The Soulja Slims or whatnot. Those are the people, you know, that influenced me to want to, you know, rap and do music, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You signed to DJ Khaled's label, man. How did you connect with him? How did that come about?
Me and Khaled pretty much hooked up, you know what I mean? I built the buzz in my city. Had a record, MOE buzz in my city or whatever. Just pretty much took it to Khaled. Once I took it to Khaled, Khaled seen something within me at that point in time I couldn't see within myself. From then on, man, you know, Khaled said, yo, I'm going to call you back 11:30 at night. We had a package together, bio, CD, picture, all of, you know what I mean, the whole 9 yards. So, I mean, from one thing to another, called back like 11:30 that night. Once he called back 11:30 that night, it's like, I want to hear Ace on the bigger record. Something I'm so hood instrumental, like killed that, you know what I mean, something to back to Khaled. And next thing you know, man, everything else been history a couple months later, Def Jam here. All right,
Your new album, it's titled Ruthless, correct?
Yeah.
Ruthless. Okay, who did you work with on this album, man? And how did the concept come on for that title, Ruthless? And what's the meaning behind the title?
Ruthless, man, is just, that's my grind. You know, if I can put my whole successful grind into one word, I would say it's just ruthless, you know what I mean? That's definitely what I would say. Ruthless is just my state of mind, man. It's just get it by all means, you know what I mean? It's been a lot of devils and a lot of people, you know, try to stop our situation or stop us from winning. It's just meaning, like, get it by any means necessary, we will win. Whether they with us or they not, we going to step on them, you know what I mean? And then we got a ruthless mind frame, so that's ruthless, you know what I mean? As far as, like, with this album, man, I had to run it to co-produce pretty much this whole album. Got DJ Nasty as well, The Incredibles, to produce my Ride single. Pretty much on this album, man, I got my homie Lloyd on the album, my homie Jeremiah on the album, The Dream on the album, you know what I mean? Got Ludacris, of course, okay. Akon, T-Pain to accompany me, so it's a phenomenal album.
Okay. I know you work with T-Pain, Cash Flow, and them on this album, on a particular single. What was it like working with those people?
It's big, man, to, you know, one day sitting on the couch eating my Fruit Loops or my Lucky Charms, you know, to my vibing, you know what I'm saying? To you know, watching them on TV to actually one day, you know me, actually doing a record with them, you know what I'm saying? It's big for me, man. It's a blessing, you know what I mean?
Right. Where are you originally from?
I'm from Broward.
Okay. Where is that?
Like Fort Lauderdale area.
Okay. Fort Lauderdale, okay. I want to ask you this. What advice would you give to rappers that are trying to break into the game now that wants to get where Ace Hood is at right now?
I would say, man, work. You got to work extremely hard. You know what I mean? I got in my situation just by me believing in myself rather than just others believing in me. You know what I'm saying? So regardless of what, man, I believed in myself first. You know what I mean? And then I made others believe. I just went hard, man. Music was my life before this whole situation. So whatever you gonna do with music, you decide to do music. Make sure it's what you do with your life. You know what I'm saying? Just continue to go hard, man. Build relationships, network with different people and stuff like that. Stay humble, most importantly, man. And, you know what I mean? Be successful.
How does family feel about all your success right now, man?
My family, they good. You know what I'm saying? They happy. You know what I mean? For me, just to be doing something positive, you know what I'm saying, and being able to make money from it, it's big. You know what I'm saying? They watching me living a dream. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Is that your support system right there, your family, man? Is that your support system when you go to when you down, when Asa, you know, got them down days? Is that who you go to and talk to?
Yeah. Not my whole family, but you know.
I got you.
I mean, either that or a friend or something like that, you know, one of my close homies or something like that.
I
tend to may go to them or whatever.
Right, I got you. Do you have a favorite song or track on this album?
Yeah. One of my favorite records on this album is Champion. You know what I mean? Just because Champion is my life, you know what I'm saying? It's my actual grinding. It's actually what I've been through, you know what I mean? Living proof of success, you know what I mean? Which is a champion to me. So at the end of the day, that's definitely one of my favorites just because I actually told my mother that, you know, that would be me, you know what I mean? One day actually being that big star, you know what I mean?
Right. Now, Ace, man, I got a question for you, man. I don't know what happened, man, but I don't know why you didn't give me the phone call and tell me to do a track on the album, man. I could have did Julia, anything on that track, man. You didn't call me, man, put me on the album, man. I don't want to know why, man.
Oh, man. What you rap or something?
I'm a singer, man. I'm a singer, man.
Oh, man. Believe that, well.
Could hook me up, man. Could have called me and told me to come get on the track, man. It's all good, man. No love lost over here, man. Go ahead.
No, I'm with you, good brother. I'm with you. I'm to my...
All right. Reza, another question. What can we expect to get out of this album? When somebody goes pick up this album, what can we expect to get out of this album?
You're going to get hit records, man. You're going to get good music, you know what I'm saying? You're going to get the future, you know what I mean? I'm the future of this music right now. You know I mean? You're definitely going to get a well-rounded album. We took care of the women, you know, in a big aspect on this album as well. We took care of the streets in a big aspect as well. You know what I mean? Then we threw our motivational, you know what I mean, grind into this whole situation as well. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, man, this album, once you get it, man, it's one of them albums you put in, man, and you just let it ride, you know what I mean, from one all the way to the end of the album. Likewise with my first album, you know what I mean? It's just a classic album, you feel me?
Right. Well, what's next for you? What can we expect to see Ace Hood doing in the future? Is there, I know the album comes out June 30th, of course, entitled Ruthless. What else you got going on, man? You got a movie, you got a modeling, what else you got going on, Hood?
Oh, man, I mean, I got, you know, I'm trying to do, you know, a couple endorsement things or whatever. You know what I mean? We definitely going to build an Ace Hood brand, you know, bigger than what it is, you know what I'm saying? Take it to another height, you know what I mean? When you think of Ace Hood, I wanted to just be more than just, okay, Ace Hood artist, he's a rapper, whatever. You know, if we can do clothing, we can do shoes, we can do cologne, whatever it may be, you know what I mean? Just anything that's marketable, that's still an attachment to Ace Hood, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, so, I mean, you know, we definitely going to do that, man. I'm going to get my burger on, you know, from time to time if it's necessary, and, you know, I get that opportunity. You know what I mean? Work with a Denzel. I mean, whatever is God has in store for me, man, I'm definitely willing to do it. You know what I mean?
Right. The BET Awards are this Sunday. Are you attending?
Of course.
Of course. Are you not performing or anything?
No, I'm not performing.
You're just attending?
Yeah.
All right, man. I'm going to be down there, man. I'm going to be attending the after party down there as well, man. So I might get up with you, you know, down there, of course, man. So,
great.
You know. Is there anyone you want to shout anybody out, man?
Oh, man, shouts out to my label, man. Dollars and Deals. Shouts out to Broward. Deerfield, a lot of their Pompano. I got it. Understand me? Shouts out to Lex. Where I see, you feel me? We out here grinding. Shouts out to Def Jam. I'm to my. Shouts out to you, homie, for the interview. You understand me?
No problem, man. Appreciate the love, man.
No
Listen,
problem.
Haste, man. I appreciate your time, man. Appreciate you talking to me, man. much to be successful with the album title Blue Fluid, which is Joan Thread. Make sure you guys will pick that up. Ace, man, come back by the show anytime, man. You see fit, man. Don't just be, you know, last visit, man. Come back by anytime, man, all right?
Oh, you already know, homie. I got you. Appreciate you.
All right, man. You'll be good, man. Good. And I'll hopefully see you at the BET Awards, man.
For sure, homie.
All right, man. You take it easy, man. Let me shout out the Ace Hood. I don't have his new single up here. I'll have it hopefully soon. I'll have it probably tomorrow. I'll have it. Shout out to Ace Hood for that. I'm going to go ahead and jump into some music, and I'll be right back. Here's Charlie Wilson.
Pulled up at the mall, couldn't find a place to park. Threw my keys to the valet.
Hand it for me.
I was only there to hang, wasn't looking for a thing. I was just about to bounce, and then I saw Miss Lady. Then I said to myself, bags in her hand, right in front of Macy's.
That's where the pretty girls hang.
Then I saw her at the food court, sipping lemonade, conversating on a cell phone, looking so amazing. And I said to myself, take her to the cookout.
Yeah, hug on, hey.
Take her to my mama house.
Yeah,
if she need a hair done,
my cousin can.
I'll treat her like a queen, give her everything.
She will be my girl till we're old and gray.
And I knew it from the moment that I saw her love and love light.
I'm down for you, baby.
Just down for you, baby.
No, no, no. Yeah. hate it when it rains. Ever since I came in the game, some hated on the thing. A lot of changed and started acting strange. Even labels turning their backs and started backing lanes. Radio is the same. Whole lot of speculating. These motherfuckers defecating on the name. Wu-Tang. If this is where the hip-hop is, radio line then. That ain't where the hip-hop lives. They live in the streets. We eat to live, they live in the eat. I'm fed up. That writers in them, giving them sleep. R.I.P. Make me the king of all I see. And when death call, I'm good. I got call ID. See, it was planned in the front. Now they just gon' front. Like my joints is on proactive and they just don't bump. Come on. Then gon' say I lost my skill. When in fact, they all been programmed and lost they feel. For real.
They've got so much things to say right now. They've got so much things to say. They've got so much things to say right now.
Yeah.
They've got so much
Damn, another artist chokes again. They ain't cut as close as him or even broke the skin. See how n****s ain't your friends when there ain't no ends. Don't care who the case offend, don't underrate my pen. I got what it takes to win. Why y'all thinking I'm trash? Loving the taste of success and this drink in my glass. Watch him co-sign that whack. Give it a pass till it's gone. Quicker than red, can't get rid of them crabs. When they wrong, call a cop, the credibility shot. It's time they learn what hot really is and really is not. Offering Mac gon' let him know off top. Don't get smacked on DVDs trying to show off blocks. I can't stop cause my enemies plot or cause the cops want me shackled and locked inside the penalty box. And while they waiting for my sh** to flop, they getting pimped like selling they just to get my spot. Come on, man.
They've got so much things to say right now. They've got so much things to say. They've got so much.
Half these critics ain't got half the skill. Or been so hungry that they have to steal.
Yeah.
If I didn't have my deal and didn't have this mass appeal, then I'm back up in that trap swinging. It's rare. And that ain't worth the time. So search and find a new nerve. And here's three words I worked in mine. It take a lot more to hurt my pride, jerk my vibe. More than media lies. Cry when dirt dog died. The last album wasn't feeling my style. Just tie my foot up and they bet they feeling me now. Cause the cow, he put his heart in every track he do. But somehow, y'all find some way to give a whack. It ain't all good. They writing that I'm Hollywood. Trying to tell you my kid ain't ghetto when they hardly heard. Come on, man. Until you dudes can write some rhymes, keep that in mind when you find yourself reciting mines.
They've got so much things to say right now. They've got so much things to say. They've got so much things to say right now. They've got so much.
Feeling like, acting like money. She looking like, feeling like, acting like she want me. She got what I fiend for. I'm acting like a junkie. Got me buzzing like a bee. You know I'm after that, honey.
Yeah.
I got my eye on her. I can't keep it off her.
No.
She got an eye on me.
Yeah.
She can't keep it off me.
Nope.
Bad little shorty. Now I know how Lauryn Hill felt. Cause she killing me softly. Yeah.
There's nothing in this world. There's not another girl that could satisfy my needs. And me really want to take her home. Yo, cause she look nice. Yeah, she is that one of a kind. When men look up in her eyes, yeah, she got me mesmerized. Picture perfect like a Kodak moment. When she kiss me goodnight, and she filling up on me. Yeah, we been there from the jump. Never front, never start, never done. What an average girl done. And I can tell by her body language. She feels my emotions and got me extra. So that me time for me. I'm me an angel. I'm really a let her know. Woman of my life, and yes, she shine bright. So please let the chorus go.
kill a girl after school. Cause I ain't tripping, girl, it's up to you. And since then we've been inseparable. Cause I need everything singing next to you. You say what, you know I stay true. So ever since then it's been me and my boo. There's nothing in this world, there's not another girl that can satisfy my needs.
There's nothing in this world, there's not another.
That's real, something I feel, something I trust, something I lust, it's something I want. It's no one like you and it's no one like me, so it's nothing like us. She make me feel comfortable, I make her feel wonderful. You the type of girl I wanna introduce my mother to. And you don't listen to your friends, cause you know what I am. It ain't a dream, my shorty is the same.
There's nothing in this world, there's not another girl that
can
satisfy my needs.
There's nothing in this world, there's not another.
Be my everything. yeah, 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 yeah.
Bye.